Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Joe Cocker bringing us back that Mad Dog Englishman. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. And I've got a mad Kentuckian here with me. He's not too mad. He's pretty happy, actually.
I'm very happy, Jim.
Gary Moore is a very happy Kentuckian. And he's the founder of the Financial Seminary. He's the author of a number of books, including Faithful Finances 101 and the Wall Street Wisdom from the Wisdom of Sir John Templeton. That's my favorite. And then I got a new one. It's probably going to become my favorite. And that's Look Up America. It's brand spanking new, just out any day now. You can actually buy a copy right now at lookupamericabook.com. So check that out. Gary, thanks again for hanging.
Jim's endorsement on the back.
Yeah. Oh, it's on the back. Wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully that won't cost you too many sales there. Gary.
That'll probably bring in the big bucks, Jim.
Hey, Gary, I want to talk about something that you and I've talked about before on the show for a long time now, way, way before 2008, probably 5 years ago. I started feeling that Wall Street, and this is what I said, Wall Street is at cross purposes with Main Street. I started saying that. I started thinking it. I started saying it. I said it to you. I said it to Steve Forbes. I said it to anybody who would listen. And yeah. I got a lot of pushback in those days. And then I started saying, Wall Street is not just at cross purposes with Main Street. Wall Street is becoming the enemy of capitalism. And I got some pushback on that too. And then I started saying, okay, we've been saying for all these years that the stock market is a leading indicator of the economy. And I started saying, you know what, I've decided now that Wall Street, that stock market is merely a leading indicator of itself. Now, along comes this letter, this resignation letter, basically, by Greg Smith, who was an executive with Goldman Sachs. Gary, tell the audience what he said in his letter.
Gary basically said Wall Street has lost its moral bound direction. And that's, in essence, what my book's about, Jim. Mm-hmm. It's about the morality and spirituality of the country. We have immoral behavior, which drives our spirits lower. The spirits then drive our economy lower. It's a continuum, Jim. And that's what we're rebuilding. Until we forget a lot of the stuff that happened in 07, 08, and so on, people will not venture back into the market. You know, we're 3 years, the stock market's doubled since the bottom, 3 years into a recovery, and the average individual is still a net seller of stocks
right,
because they think Wall Street's going to get them again.
We don't trust them. And now exactly. to be honest, to be clear about this, to be accurate, Greg Smith was an executive, a top executive. He spent 12 years with Goldman Sachs, and he resigned as he was in London. He was in an assignment in London, but he spent 10 years in New York. And his comments were about Goldman Sachs. But Goldman Sachs is one of the most storied, one of the most highly respected banks, investment banks in the world. And he was talking about his own, about that company and the fact that they were no longer focusing on the quality service to customers. There was actually people who, I mean, it was, folks, you should find the article. It was pretty ugly. I've got it right here in front of me, but it was pretty damning. So here's my question, Greg. Gary, here's my question. How pervasive is what Greg said in his article about Goldman Sachs? How pervasive do you think that is in Wall Street, on Wall Street?
It's too pervasive, Jim. Let me qualify what I'm saying, though. I actually commented on this for a friend at Princeton who wrote about Greg's letter. Greg came from what's called the derivative side of the business, Jim. There's two sides to Wall Street. Always remember this. People ask me, what's the difference in investing and gambling? In investing, you're creating something of value. You take people's money, but something of value is created. When you go to a casino, that doesn't happen. You just lose money or you make money, but nothing is really created in the process. Wall Street, increasingly of late, a larger and larger percentage of the profits for firms like Goldman, and I would correct you, you said it was one of the most respected firms. It's one of the most powerful firms on Wall Street. But a magazine, I think it was Rolling Stone, said that they were a giant squid wrapped about the face of humanity several years ago. And I've actually heard serious people from Goldman Sachs argue that that's too true. Mm-hmm. The reason is I think the last numbers I saw, it may even be in the book, was 70% or so of Goldman's profits are now come from trading. Mm-hmm. They don't come from investment banking, of sending small businesses capital so they can grow, Jim. They're just using the money.
And that's what I meant. That's what I mean, Gary, when I say that they are the enemy of capitalism as you and I know it. Because they're only trading, they're not investing.
In the book, Jim, I compare it to my early days on Wall Street. Imagine a pipeline laying on its side. On one end is people with ideas and no money. On the other end are people with money and no ideas. Wall Street was a pump that moved money from the people with money and no ideas to the others, and we all benefited from it. What has increasingly happened, though, is Wall Street sees all that money running by. They want more and more of it, so they've begun to put spigots on the side of that pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
And now, instead of money getting to the people, capital needs of small businesses and so on who need it, increasingly there are firms like Goldman Sachs and so on who are increasingly siphoning it off with what's called proprietary trading hedge funds.
And which makes them at cross purposes with capitalism. So is this, quickly, Gary, and we'll talk about this some more, will this letter become a tipping point, do you think?
Oh, it already is.
All right, I want to talk about where this could go with Gary after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. I think the emperor officially now has no clothes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.